Immigration has been the front burner issue in the 2016 presidential race, and the debate led by Donald Trump has been pretty hot.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
But according to experts who follow immigration, the foundation of this kind of anti-immigrant rhetoric was built in Petoskey, Michigan, at a small publishing company called the Social Contract Press. The press operates out of a nondescript office building on Mitchell Street downtown. From his corner office on the second floor, Casey McAlpin runs the show.
I'm as surprised as anybody else about his emergence. I will say this. I wish every candidate had an immigration platform similar to Donald Trump's, and we encourage them to do that.
The Social Contract Press was started in 1983 by ophthalmologist John Tanton. Tanton grew up on a rural Michigan farm and became an active environmentalist. He was a longtime member of the Sierra Club and was instrumental in the creation of the Little Traverse Conservancy. Tanton broke with environmental groups back in the 1970s when they failed to share his concerns about overpopulation.
I would call him really a super environmentalist and conservationist.
Casey McAlpin says environmentalism is what got him studying immigration too. McAlpin grew up in Texas. He was an oil man working for Exxon in South America in the 1970s. That's where he saw what he calls careless cultural attitudes about the environment.
So you see things like public beaches in Venezuela that are just covered with garbage. And you see people on the beaches in Rio de Janeiro pushing whole bagfuls of garbage out their car window. So there's just a general disdain for the public lands and things like that.
The Social Contract Press is part of a small empire that includes U.S. English, an advocacy group for English-only laws, and FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Heidi Byrick with the Southern Poverty Law Center has been researching the groups for years.
We list the Social Contract, we also list the Federation for American Immigration Reform, as anti-immigrant hate groups.
The SPLC has a hate map of the United States, and the Social Contract Press is on it, grouped together with neo-Nazis and white supremacists. They accuse the press of publishing race-baiting and fear-mongering books and articles that portray Euro-American culture as superior to others. Byrick calls John Tanton the mastermind of the modern anti-immigration movement.
Tanton, in my opinion, is a genius. His views are heinous to me, right? But John Tanton has single-handedly, over the course of his career, built the anti-immigrant movement in the United States.
McAlpin agrees with Heidi Byrick that the man who hired him is the father of the modern anti-immigration movement.
I do think that's true. You know, like let's take the case of what they so-called anchor babies. You know, we were publishing and talking about that going back decades. And so certainly I think if it hadn't been for a lot of the work that we did, the candidates might not have picked up on it.
Tanton is still alive but is in ill health and was not available for an interview. But his work carries on. The Social Contract Press publishes books and a quarterly magazine on the subject of immigration. It also hosts an annual writers' conference.
But that stuff is not going to be limited to Europe. We have to understand that.
This year's conference in Washington, D.C., marked a shift in focus from Latin American immigration to an influx of refugees from the Middle East. One speaker, William Federer, warned about the Islamification of Europe and how it could spread to the United States. He made the claim that Muslim immigrants are streaming into Western countries to take advantage of welfare programs.
And the guy will have four wives, put them all on welfare, he'll have 17 kids, he'll be living like a king while he's Islamifying. So the Europeans are actually paying to have themselves changed.
Author James Simpson got a cheer from the crowd when he confronted critics of anti-immigration ideas.
But I am what is known as a racist, a xenophobe, and worse, a nativist.
Heidi Byrick says the Social Contract Press earned its hate group label, not just for the ideas it publishes, but also for its associations. In 2008, Byrick dug into a trove of John Tanton's letters, which are kept at the University of Michigan. In them, she found correspondence between Tanton and the leaders of white nationalist groups all over the country.
So he's writing to Jared Taylor of American Renaissance. He's writing to Sam Dixon, a Klan lawyer. I mean, there's just tons of material documenting Tanton's deeply held racist views.
And Byrick says it's not just John Tanton. Many leaders in his organizations can also be traced to white nationalism. I put that accusation directly to Casey McAlpin.
Are you a hate group?
You know, of course not. It's only Heidi and the SPLC that are obsessed with race and want to, the first thing they want to do is identify everybody and separate everybody by race and try to pit one race or ethnicity against another and label us and everybody that takes the opposite view that they do on immigration as a hate group.
McAlpin says the social contract press is engaging in a battle of ideas, but the battle is focused on culture and not race.
There's a reason so many people want to move to America and the United States, and that is because we've been so successful and because we have an American culture that's predominantly, Anglo-Saxon, Western European-influenced culture.
In the internet age, the social contract press remains a pretty old-school media organization. They don't allow comments on their web articles or YouTube videos, and they have no real presence on social media. That's something McAlpin says he'd like to change.
I have to say, I think we're a little bit behind the curve on being able to take full advantage of the internet. But there's still a role for print media, for magazines you can hold in your hand, and for books that you can read.
Allert Brown Gort is a fellow at the Institute for Work in the Economy, where he studies immigration. He says the social contract press has done a good job of maintaining its influence in anti-immigration circles. And even if the press isn't active on Facebook or Twitter, he says it's benefited greatly from social media. But Brown Gort says the social contract press faces a different challenge, the possibility of becoming victims of their own success.
The discourse has gone so mainstream that, you know, places like FAIR are sort of losing their clout because, you know, this is essentially what everybody's saying, right?
So the social contract's ultimate goal, getting anti-immigration thought so mainstream that presidential candidates are all over it, could potentially be their undoing. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.